SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran ceasefire on, well, fragile ground.
The reason Israel has increased strikes on Iran-based Hezbollah in Lebanon. It's one of the deadliest days of fighting there. Vice President J.D. Vance calls it a legitimate misunderstanding.
The Iranians thought that the ceasefire included Lebanon, and it just didn't.
Iran's foreign minister insists an end to the war in Lebanon was part of the deal. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump has made the country worse off than when the war started.
The entire world holds its breath, wondering what's next going to come out of his mouth.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared his country is ready to return to fighting. Ed Donahue, Washington.
As the countdown continues to America's 250th birthday this July 4th, interest in God's providence over the life of our nation on the rise. Author Cynthia Scott says key moments in our history, from the Pilgrims and Puritans right up to today, clearly point to God's influence over America.
I have to say that in terms of the topic of this book, which is God's hand on the founding of America, there's great interest because I think it's history that we've not been taught. So I do see a great interest in what God has done in America, and there's a great interest for people to know it. There's a hunger for the truth.
Cynthia Scott is author of the book Celebrating God, Our Founder at America's 250th Birthday. And she hopes the volume will be documented, scripture-based prayer, part of history for all of Americans as 4th of July draws nearer. U.S. authorities say a Guatemalan man pleading guilty in federal court to a felony offense stemming from the crash of a human smuggler's truck in Mexico that killed more than 50 people. Authorities say 160 migrants were packed into that truck. This is SRN News. Well, people all around the world are asking about homosexuality. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center poll focuses on the morality of that lifestyle. Nigeria checks in as the country where the largest number of people believe that being gay is not morally acceptable, 96%. Other nations that have similar feelings include Indonesia and Turkey. At the other end of the spectrum is Sweden, where 94% think that homosexuality is morally acceptable. In the U.S., 60% of respondents see no problem with being gay. Michael Harrington reporting.
Chile's new president, deeply religious in a country that has grown increasingly secular, Jose Antonio Kast's faith resonates with many supporters and political analysts. Say it may shape, although not immediately change, policy on a number of issues like abortion and LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Now, someone in Indianapolis just doesn't like data centers, and fortunately, a family is safe. But it was a very frightening situation for a while. Correspondent Keith Peters has the story that sounds like something out of a spy thriller.
An Indiana politician says someone fired 13 shots at his front door and left behind a note reading "No data centers" on his doorstep. Indianapolis Councilman Ron Gibson said he and his 8-year-old son weren't harmed in the incident early Monday. Officers called to a home on East 41st Street on Monday morning found evidence of gunshots being fired at a house, but no injuries were reported. Gibson supported the Indianapolis Metropolitan Development Commission's decision last week to approve a rezoning petition for a project for Metroblox, a data center developer in Gibson's district. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.